Teach 613 proudly presents a lecture series on Perek Shira, the Song of Creation, by Rabbi Mordechai Rhein. This series was originally recorded in Young Israel of Cherry Hill. For more information about this series or other presentations by Rabbi Rhein, please visit teach613.org. We thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoy.
The topic for the series is Perek Shira, which literally means chapter of song. The concept is song of creation, identifying different items in creation and what song they sing. We'll have to explain that in a moment. Omar Rebbe. Rebbe used to say, Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, the editor of the Mishnah, Kala Osik Beperek Shira Ba'olam Hazeh, anybody who studies, who toils, who delves into Perek Shira in this world, Zoche, he merits, he'll be successful in mitzvahs, he'll be nitzel, he'll be saved, he'll be ma'arich yomim, he'll have length of days, v'yizke limos ha-mashiach, and he'll merit the world to come. Sounds like something that, count me in. But it says, kal ha-osek, anybody who toils. And therefore, Rav Luria, who is the big commentary that I'm fond of on this topic, says, it doesn't just mean to read it. It means to toil in it, to know why the dog sings that song, why the frog sings the other song, and not just to read it. Kala osek, anyone who toils. Now, the basic concept behind Perek Shira could be found in a statement that we find regarding Shlomo HaMelech. King Shlomo had a famous dream. What was the dream? Hashem came to him in prophecy and asked him one wish. Right? So everybody, of course, jokes the one wish should be that I get 10 wishes. Right? We're always like trying to outsmart the system. One wish. What's your wish? And he asked for wisdom. And the Pasuk in Navi specifically says that because you didn't ask for wealth or for all kinds of other things that someone would typically ask for, I'm going to give you wisdom which you asked for, and I'm also going to give you the other things that people typically ask for. You'll be phenomenally wealthy as well. Shlomo wakes up the next morning, that morning, and it says in the Pasuk, V'hine chalom, behold, it's a dream to be reckoned with. It's a real dream. It's something not just like, a dream. And the Medrash says, because he woke up in the morning and he understood the language of the trees, of the birds, he realized that he had just been gifted wisdom. Now, as a kid, when I heard that, I figured, the chirp chirp of the birds, who's arguing with who, who's on whose turf, he understood it. But you get deeper, it's not specifically the chirp chirp of the bird to understand their language. It's when you see a bird to understand what role the bird has in creation. Why is there a bird here? Why a blue jay? And why a robin redbreast? And why a dog? And why a cat? Why? And that's the song of creation, not necessarily that the dog goes bow, wow, wow, and what he's saying is the pasuk attributed to him in Perek Shira, but you look at a dog with wisdom and you understand, oh, that's an expression of the same concept that you find in the book of Yeshaya. Now, keep in mind we're talking concepts, because Shlomo lives many years before Yeshaya, and he would not be quoting a verse from Yeshaya, but that's the expression, and that's where you'll find it. Many of the verses quoted are from Tehillim, so it's not really a problem to attribute it to David HaMelech, but again, that doesn't necessarily mean that David said that verse. The person who composed Perek Shira put together this wisdom and is explaining this verse expresses the meaning of this creature.